Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go.
Is this on the obscure list? Seriously? This is on Sgt. Pepper. How could you call this obscure? It's on the greatest. It's on.
Oh my God.
I've never heard of this before.
You've never heard Fixing a Hole?
I fixed a hole before. I've never heard of the Beatles version of it.
This is a great song. It's on Sgt. Pepper. Obviously, there were no singles on Sgt. Pepper. It's all just the album.
Excuse me?
There were no singles released from the album Sgt. Pepper. They never released any singles.
So what is this considered if it's not a single?
It's just a song on the album.
So it's a single on the album?
No, it's not. It's a single is a song they released to try and become number one. It's the first song. Like today's, you know, they would put a music video of it. Like Eminem just released Houdini. That's his latest single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is.
They never released it to try and make it a number one hit.
But it doesn't make it a single. Of course it's a single from the album.
What is wrong with you? No, it's not a single. Singles are released. You used to be able to go to places like, I don't know, Sam Ash or Sam Goody or different places like that and go buy an album. And then there would be like the single releases of the tape. It would just be the one song. That was the single. That was the hit. That's the music video. Hit Me Baby One More Time was Britney Spears' single. There was other songs just on the album.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But in general, if a song is on an album, whether it gets released or not, it's a single of the album.
No, it's not. What are you talking? A single is a song released to be the hit. One of the singles of the album. It's just on the album. There's no single of the album. Every song is a single.
I couldn't disagree with you more. This is
Every song's a single.
That's my point. Thank you for proving my point.
No, I'm asking you. That was a question.
That's a rhetorical?
Are you saying that every song is a single? Every song.
On any album? Yes!
That's ridiculous. That's just not true. Like, are you a Green Day fan? At all or not?
Sure, yeah.
All right, so you know the album Dookie, their big hit in 1994?
Right, okay. That American Idiot, a bunch of great albums. Yes.
Basket Case, When I Come Around, those are the singles of the album. Having a Blast is just a song on the album.
They're all singles.
No, they're
not. Specific ones get released.
Yes, those are the singles.
But they're all singles.
No, they're not. They're not all singles.
888-808-1019.
Maybe today in the world of streaming, maybe they are all singles. I don't know, because you can buy them individually, I suppose. But in 1967, when Sgt. Pepper was released, there were singles that they put on the radio and like released to be number one singles. This is just a song on the album. Okay?
My point is it's a single of the album. It's both. It could be a song and a single.
No.
Yes!
No, the singles are the singles. The singles are released to be hits.
I'm talking around in circles with you. I can't do this anymore.
It's true. I don't know what to tell you. My God. I've never... I guess we'll just get to the calls at 11:05. I like taking calls. You know, sometimes at 3 a.m., they're kind of absent. So let's get right to the calls. Tom in Bergen County. What's up, Tom?
Hey, C-Mac, listen.
What's up, buddy?
I love that your love for Cashman, because I appreciate Cashman. Mm-hmm. And I know that Cashman is, you know, can be Bashman, Trashman. You know, Brandon's got his opinions. It's a hot button topic, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Who drafted, when in 2013, who's the GM of the Cubs? Maybe Hoff can look that up, because that's when Glaber got drafted. And I'm going to get to a question. I'm not going to diminish. Yeah. Was Theo over there? That's my question.
No, Jed Hoyer was the GM of that team.
Okay. And Cash was obviously in charge when they drafted Judge. So essentially, Cash was in charge of drafting. Right. The next, who's right now? Mickey Mantle. It's not, project too far, but you're right. And you're right, even again, he's stealing bases. So even, this guy does everything. I love it. And I love your love for Judge. I love your love for Cash. But I think, and I'm going to ask you a question. Is Theo better or is Cashman better?
Well, Theo has broken the curse twice. I mean, he's broken the Red Sox curse and the Cubs curse. He never stayed in one place. When
true,
he left the Cubs in a far worse place than he left just as the Cubs were going through a tough time. And he never stayed around he's never had the sustained success. He did things nobody could do for 100 years with both teams. So, I mean, it depends on how you view it.
I'm going to go on a limb here. And again, I'm a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
I love your takes on Judge. I love your takes on Cash. I think the answer, may not like it, is Theo. And I hope I start a fire on the fan, because I want to hear Fran's take.
No,
the
but morning. I mean, I think that's fair. I think it's fair. Well, listen, he's done it for longer. He's had more sustained success in one place. He's proven he can win for a bunch of years. Theo came in, built up the Red Sox, won the World Series a couple times, then left. The same thing with the Cubs, won the World Series once and then left. But I think that's fair. By no means would I think anyone's crazy for saying that Theo is better than Brian Cashman. Theo did, I mean, to go to the Cubs, to the do what he did with the Red Sox, and then take on the Cubs and do that too. There's no doubt he's up there as one of the best GMs in baseball.
Hey, I want to tell you something, C-Mac. That was a very mature take. I love your passion. I was expecting Brandon Tierney type trashing of Theo Epstein, but you were very genuinely about it. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, but let's be fair. He did leave the Cubs just as it was going to get into a bad time. Like, he didn't leave the Cubs in a great place. The Red Sox won a championship without him. So, I mean, they continue to still be good and win championships without him. He's an excellent GM, and he broke the curse twice. What can I tell you? You want to? I would argue that Brian Cashman's every bit as good. But if someone wanted to tell me that Theo Epstein's better, I'm not going to have a major argument. Theo Epstein was without question one of the smart and great baseball executives going. And if Brian Cashman were to ever leave, I would be more than happy, thrilled, in fact, if they decided to replace him with Theo Epstein. Although it sounds like there's a lineage in place. Mike in Hoboken, what's up, Mike?
C-Mac.
Yes, sir.
I want to support you, brother. You're about this singles concept. You're 100% correct.
Of course I am.
A single was put out there by the record companies to support an album because they thought it was a hit, and the rest of the songs on an album were just called album cuts.
Yes.
That's all they're referred as.
Yes.
So I don't know who your producer is tonight.
No, I don't know. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He just thinks, oh, it's a single song. Like, he's that mentally, he's that simple in his thought process with this particular
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
He's just
there
thinking.
Was a whole method.
He's just.
Yeah, it was a whole method to the madness back in the day.
No, of course. And even still, the today's day, Eminem just released his first single from the album. Not every song on the album is going to be a single. This is the one he's putting out there to promote the album. He believes it's the hit. He's going to try and sell this song. He's going to try and get downloads for this song. It's a different world in many aspects, but that's still the single. The Beatles released singles with B-sides to singles. They would be their own individual records. It was sold as a different thing.
Every song on an album, whether it gets released or not as a single, is a single of an album. Every song on an album or a record is a single. In fact, I have had two people call me who did not want to go on air is supporting me.
Oh, sure, but they didn't want to go on air.
They didn't want to go.
Clear, I know.
And to be fair,
what was his name? Harvey and who else? You don't even get that reference, do you?
The Honeymooners?
No, Harvey the Invisible Rabbit. Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Good. It's okay.
I don't know what that means. The Invisible Rabbit.
Yeah, no, you don't get it.
Is that the Donnie Darko reference?
No, you got it. It's okay. No, I mean, come on. Listen, buddy. In the element of what I'm talking, you want to call it a single? Is it possible some people refer to every song as a single? I said it's not a Beatles single. They put out in those days, still to this day, like Eminem with the new song Houdini, it's a single meant to sell and become a hit.
Would it have been better Sergeant if I called it Pepper, a Beatles song on the album?
That's what it is. It's a song on the album. It's not a single. A single is specifically released to sell single.
That's called a single.
It's sold
that's
by
called
itself.
A single release.
No, it's a single.
That's called a single release.
It's just a single. What
Fixing
are you talking
a Hole
about?
Is a single
no,
on that
it's
album.
No, it's not. It's just part of Sgt. Pepper. There were no singles released from Sgt. Pepper. They put the album out as if it's its own thing. They wanted to do something where it was like, we don't have to go tour. It was right around the time they stopped touring. They wanted to just put an album out as opposed to going touring. And they put out Sgt. Pepper. They came up with a fake band. They opened and closed the show like it's a show. It's just an album. There are no singles from Sgt. Pepper.
I disagree with that. Was there a Colonel Salt?
A Colonel Salt? What the hell does that mean?
Sergeant Pepper, Colonel Salt.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, no. That's the stupidest joke I've ever heard.
But you're smiling.
That is Colonel Salt? My God. Mike in Bergen County. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Chris? How you going, man?
I'm beating my head against the wall. That's what I'm doing.
I was going to talk Yankees, but this debate has got my head spinning.
Yeah.
You are 110% right.
Of course I am.
From back to vinyls when they dropped 45s.
Yes.
As the teaser of the album. And the album consists of tracks. There's a track listing.
Yes.
And I'm only 42 right. years old. I didn't even buy albums as vinyls.
Right.
But whether it's a cassette album,
yeah.
a CD album, or like you said just now, Eminem dropped a single to tease his new album.
Yes.
They are single releases that tease the album. Everything else is just a song, a track list.
Yeah.
All due respect to your boy, but couldn't be more wrong.
How can every song be a single? It's ridiculous. that's of course.
The term single is a release.
Right,
it's a
single release. They sold it individually. You could buy that song as a single.
Actually, the definition of single is one, only one. So that's the definition
of
a single.
Okay, what is? I mean, yeah, I know, and there can be only one in Highlander. I understand that. What is that? The definition of a single was a song released by itself that you could buy. That the band or the artist deemed as their hit single.
You're allowed to have that opinion.
And the Beatles would release singles that weren't even on albums. They were just released as singles.
You're allowed to have that opinion.
Paperback Writer is not on an album. It's just a single.
I've heard of that
I Want to Hold
before.
Your Hand is just a single.
They didn't put those on albums?
No, they were just released as singles to sell.
Right, and that
then they started making albums.
And that makes sense. But every song on an album is a single of an album.
No, it is... John in New Milford. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, C-Mac?
Good.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I wanted to back you up. There's some other people that have done it already, but I used to work in radio on the FM side,
uh-huh.
and I've been a professional MC and DJ for 22 years, and you are 1,000% correct.
Yes.
And to back it up, your buddy can look this up right now. There's a company called Promo Only. And it is a company specifically made for radio professionals and mobile DJs where you can subscribe to the service and you get a CD per month of every single that is going to be the top hits on the radio, mainstream radio, rock radio. It doesn't matter. There's a thousand right. different categories. And it's the ones that the record labels have picked with the artist that's the single to promote the album, which is going to promote the tour if they're going on tour
sure.
or promote their career. That's why, like, Michael Jackson has numerous number one singles to his name. The album tracks that your friend talking about is actually referred to, like this one that we're talking about with the Beatles, is actually considered a deep cut.
It's a yes. It's a track that is, you know, not very well known, but like the real history buffs are like, oh crap, I remember that one. That's what that is called. So it's not a single. Every song is not a single. It's what the record label deems to be the hit for the artist to promote the album and the tour.
No, I mean, thank you, John. And from an experienced perspective, I appreciate it. But I don't need, like, I don't need, you know, DJs and guys who worked for FM radio for 30 years to come out and defend me on this one. I mean, I'm literally arguing if water is wet. We all know what a single is. I can't believe I've taken four calls on it. I cannot believe. And you should see, oh, and more are coming. Look at this guy. He's in his glory. This is the kind of stuff Paul eats up. He is so happy right now that we are arguing about singles. It's the kind of thing he's gonna tweet the show. He's going to tweet my open or something. He's going to tweet this whole thing about, oh, we got into an excellent debate on what's a single. This is right up his alley. He's arguing with people on the phone. He's eating it up. Congratulations, Paul. I hope I helped you here. Every home run is just four singles. Dan in Jersey City. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, C-Mac, yeah. Every home run is just four singles.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's it, brother. Have a good night.
You got it. Oh, my God. That's funny. Every home run is just four singles. Unbelievable. Joe in Las Vegas. What's up, Joe?
Chris, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. Nice to hear you at this hour.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, no. So I agree with you on the whole single thing. I mean, my dad had 20,000 records, and I have them all. Mm-hmm. So I have the 45. I have all the 45s. And then I have, you know, the whole albums. And yeah, the singles are the 45s. And that's what a single is. If it wasn't released on vinyl back in the day, or now, you know, they do it before it, like Eminem's new song, which I do love. It's great.
Nice.
It's the same exact thing. You know, it's whatever gets released before the album is a single. You can't call every song a single because it wasn't released as a single.
Of course. That's the whole point of what a single is. It's released singularly. It's silly. Listen, I love you guys, and I appreciate the phone calls, and I'll take a couple more on it, but we've established that I'm right. Like, we don't have to talk about singles for a half hour. Oh, my goodness. You guys are funny. And Paul, I mean, listen, we all know what the answer is. It's ridiculous to say every song on the album is a single.
And explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Since we're talking Beatles and Paul's been playing Beatles songs, we got Joe in Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Joe?
Excuse me. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Chris, how are
you
doing?
Doing great.
I'm good. I always say upper 60s. I'm 71.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Beatles freak, but my dad, and you know something? I spoke to Paul. He was really nice, but I told him, and you want to know, this is really a lot of fun because
I'm looking at a CD collection of 1,500 CDs, but I love music. My dad, when I was a little boy in the late 60s, he used to buy me singles.
Sure.
And he'd bring me home Penny Lane and Hello Goodbye on the Beatles Capitol record label.
Yep.
They were singles. They were 45s. And you know something? I know we're beating a dead horse here, but it's fun. I just like, you know something? Usually I would call, I'm a cowboy freak for 70 years, and I would, actually 60, and I would call to complain about Jerry Jones.
Sure.
But this is more fun, and it's not aggravating.
It's aggravating when you keep trying to explain what singles are to people, and they keep coming back at you with nonsense.
Yeah, it's,
it can be aggravating.
I collected them. You know, my dad used to bring me home. He used to bring me a model airplane every week to make, but he also brought me a single, and 45... The Beatles would release. I mean, you know this.
Yeah.
And, you know, Paul was really nice. He caught me by surprise. I didn't realize I was speaking to the guy you were dueling with.
Yeah.
And at the same time, like I said, I collected 45s. And the radio, I guess, would also play other
sure.
songs. But Sgt. Pepper, even the song A Day in the Life,
yeah.
I don't think it was ever released on a 45.
It was not.
But... No, but Magical Mystery Tour, Hello, Goodbye, and Penny Lane were sides A and B.
And Strawberry Fields was probably released as a single.
Strawberry
as well.
Fields and
they were.
And I,
yeah, and thank you for the call, Joe. And they were released as singles, I believe, prior to Sgt. Pepper coming out. When they went into the studio to record Sgt. Pepper, the first two songs they recorded were Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane. They released them as singles and then decided to put an album together that wasn't going to have any singles. So Sgt. Pepper and Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields aren't on Sgt. Pepper, even though they were recorded as the first two songs really for the beginning of the Sgt. Pepper recording sessions. And then they threw them on to the Magical Mystery Tour, probably because they were just short a couple songs and they wanted to use them in the movie, which is a barrel of laughs. Go try and watch that thing. Beatles made very few mistakes. The Magical Mystery Tour movie might be one of them. All right, 11:22. Since we've talked Beatles and singles, maybe we can talk a little sports. What the hell to finish the show? Let's get nuts.